Hey, sorry about that. Hello, Ron? Hello, Ron?
Yes.
Yeah, that was weird. You answered, and then it, like, rung after. It's kind of super strange, man. But can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you, man.
Okay, awesome, awesome. All right, so what I wanted to explain, too, okay, just to kind of recap it, with the painter vertical, so the cost per qualified lead, again, is going to be $40 per lead. The minimum budget requirement for that category is going to be at $520. That's for 13 leads, okay? Again, whatever lead budget you set, it does roll over. So I know I explained when you take, like, all the leads on, right? But let's say you took on 3 qualified leads and you decided to pause your leads for whatever reason. Or let's just say you only got 3 qualified leads that month, right? The following month, you're not charged $520. You would only be charged for those 3 leads. So 40 times 3, $120. Does that make sense of how that works? Hello, Ron? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just keep on going in and out. I'm driving
super
through the
weird. Oh, got you.
Yeah.
No worries. That makes sense, though, right, of how the rollover works?
Yeah, I'm fine with the pricing. And then it says here you guys charge $250 for the application fee.
That's the next thing I was going to get into. Yes. So we do not charge your lead budget until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. That's where we submit your insurance. Google does also require a background check, okay? So we have to do the background check and link your Google reviews to your Google Guaranteed page. What we send in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks, okay? I'm the main person here that sets these accounts up, though. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, typically we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically,
okay?
And we do charge, there's a one-time application / management fee. This is not a renewal fee. You pay it one time, you never have to pay it again. That is that $250 fee you saw.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. So do you want me to email you with, like, information or?
No, I'm going to send you an app via email and via text. And the application is what you're going to want to fill out because that gets sent directly to Google for your Google Guaranteed page.
Okay, so you're going to send me a link and then I just fill it out?
Yeah, you're going to get it via email and via text message, and I'm also going to schedule a Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment. This is going to be with your actual lead technician. So they want to meet you. They'll go over, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at that minimum budget, too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, they're going to be able to push your application through, which I'll have sent to you via email and via text in just a second. Okay? Now, okay. Even though I'm not your actual lead technician, I'm really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So I'm sending you over a text message right now with my direct line and extension. When you get a chance, just save that in your phone. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, just go ahead and send everything. I'll fill it out.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot it to you right now. It'll automatically trigger, and we'll schedule an onboarding appointment too, okay?
Okay.
Before the application gets sent out and I schedule that onboarding, for the one-time application fee, are we going to be using the same card we have on file for you?
Yeah, that's going to be fine.
All right, give me one quick second.
The other question I did have was, is this like a month-to-month thing, or is it like a
year? It's month-to-month. Yeah, you can pause your leads at any point in time. You can also, like, increase your lead budget whenever you want. So let's say 1 month you're like, man, I want 40 leads, you know? You can change it to that. Or if you're like, hey, this month I want 20, like, you can always update your lead budget, basically.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds good.
All right. Give me one sec. So you're going to get an email in just a second here that's going to say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun, okay? And I'm going to give you a few tips on it. One sec. So the application fee is good to go. Now I'm attaching Google Guaranteed to your account. Okay, so a couple tips on this application, all right? It's going to come via email and via text message in just one second. Now, when you start filling out the application, and I know you're driving right now, so just when you're able to, okay? For security purposes, when you start filling it out, if you, like, leave for 5 minutes and come back to it, it deletes all the information. So you want to basically do it in one sitting, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to see on there, I know you have the home improvement license. It's not required for the painting vertical. So if you want, you could attach it on there. But if it's not, like, readily handy for you, just put NA for non-applicable. Okay. And it'll like tell you to do that. Now the insurance document, okay, they want to see your Accord document. If you don't have that right now, all insurance companies provide it, so you just need to ask them for it. It will have an example of what that looks like on there, okay?
Yeah,
so I would start with the insurance, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you have a crew of guys, or is it just you?
I have people working in it, but we have workers' comp as well.
Okay. This is what I'm going to recommend to you, okay? If you have, so Google's going to require a background check. The background is done by either Pinkerton or Evident, both very trusted companies. On the application, it's going to ask you how many field workers you have, okay? Just to speed the background check process up, where it's just done on you, not all your employees, what I'd recommend is you could put 0 field workers and 1 owner. And then it just speeds the process up. Google doesn't have like a van driving around checking up on it, you know? So you'll be golden. So when you get to that on the app, if you want to put all your employee stuff on there, that's fine too. But if you want to kind of speed the process up, just put 0 field workers, 1 owner. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the background check too, if Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is required. Like your social security, date of birth, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
If Evident is doing your background check, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. Okay, for your Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment, they're going to be able to let you know if it's Pinkerton or Evident, okay, due in the background.
Okay.
All right. Now, give me one sec here. They always like you to have your application done prior to the onboarding appointment. So do you want to do the onboarding appointment later today, or did you want to do it tomorrow? Like, when are you able to get that application done? Let me ask you that first.
It'll be tomorrow morning. I do have a question. So a couple of weeks ago, I lost my license. I have the old copy, but I lost the current one.
Okay.
And I haven't went out to renew it or got it. Do they take a passport?
I believe you can do a passport. Yes, sir. But you have the old copy. Is it expired or?
Yeah, it's expired, but it's the same thing.
Okay, yeah, if it's expired, it denies it. But that's only as evidence doing your background. If Pinkerton does the background check, they don't require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. Okay? If Evident does it, though, let's try to do it with the passport. Worst case scenario, it'll just take a little bit longer for you to get approved until you get the new license.
Oh, okay.
But at least we could start all the rest, like start the other processes of the background, submit your insurance, get everything kind of set up, you know? But we'll try, if it is Evident doing the background, we'll try to do your passport. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm glad you brought that up to me. Okay, so let me schedule your onboarding. So you're going to do the application tomorrow morning, right? If I heard you correctly?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
So for the onboarding, do you think you'll have it done by like 10 a.m.? Would that work for you?
Yeah, I mean, I could even possibly do it tonight. I don't know how long it takes.
I've had clients do it with me on the phone. It takes like 10 minutes. It's pretty quick, you know?
Okay.
It really just depends if you have the insurance document handy. You know, if you do, then it's like it's super fast.
Okay. I can do it tonight.
Okay. So do you want to do the appointment then? The earliest they have is 9:30 a.m. tomorrow. Would that work for you?
Yes, that'll work.
Okay, awesome. They have an appointment tonight, too. Like, we could do a 5:30 p.m. appointment, but I want to make sure, like, your application's done, you know? That way they could let you know if it's Pinkerton or Evident. It just kind of speeds the process up, you know?
Do you think I can do the application on my phone?
Yeah, absolutely. I sent you a text, too.
Okay.
The other part on there, I forgot to mention... what's going to be your target area? Like, how far do you want to target on Google Guaranteed?
Maybe just being locally, like, the areas we do.
Okay.
Same as you have on Google.
Same as you have on Google. Okay. Yeah. So, let me take a look, because it's going to ask you to put the cities in there, too, right? So sometimes that takes a little while, depending on how long how far you're targeting. Let me see if I could pull your target area up, though, and set, like, copy and paste it to you, you know? That way it's just faster for you. Wait a second. Let me go to Google Maps. I'll have one of our techs pull it for me. Oh, I got it right here, actually. Easy breezy.
Okay. What other times did you say they have tomorrow? Is it 9:30? Do they have like 10 or 11?
Yeah, they have a 9:30 appointment. They have a 10 a.m. and an 11 a.m. What time works best for you?
I think it's 11 a.m. that'd be best for me.
11 a.m. Okay, awesome. And just so you know, so you can plan accordingly, it's a quick phone call. We block off a 30-minute window, but usually the call will take like 15, 20 minutes, you know? So, hold on. So, I'm sending you an email calendar invite. It's going to say local splash LSA onboarding appointment. 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So, you'll know the appointment's coming. And the way it's going to work, they will call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me shoot that to you.
So I just click on the link then?
Yeah, for the application. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Do you want me to text you those cities or email? What's better for you?
Whichever's fine.
Okay, here. I'll do our current email thread. I'm just going to reply to it because... there's not even, like, a ton on there, you know, but that way you could just copy and paste it, you know, if that's easier on you. But for you, I mean, there's not, like I've had some clients where they have, like, 100 cities on there, you know. So that's why I usually do this. But in your case, you could just type them, or I sent you an email with all the cities so you could copy and paste if you wanted. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Any questions for me right now?
No, I don't think so. So just get that application filled out and then get the call done tomorrow.
Correct. Yeah, the main thing right now is getting the application done. And that app was sent to you via text, and it'll be in the email titled Your Google Guarantee Campaign Begins. Okay?
Okay. All right, and then so with the ID thing, the passport, if they were to ask for, would I still do the, would the application still go through even with the passport?
The Pinkerton and Evident are randomly selected, so we can't, like, choose who it is, right? So what's going to happen when you fill that application out, it's going to be sent, we're going to send it for your Google Guarantee page, and then it's going to let us know if it's Pinkerton or Evident. If it's Pinkerton, you don't even have to scan your passport, right? If it's Evident, have the passport ready, because they're going to send you a link while you're on the phone with them to be able to scan the front and back of it. Well, I guess it'd just be the front for a passport, you know?
Yeah.
But just have that ready. Again, worst case scenario, if the passport doesn't go through and they need the driver's license, right? You'll have to go get that driver's license, but at least we get everything, like, filled out in the meantime, you know?
Okay.
I'm really just hoping it's Pinkerton that does it, and then you're rocking and rolling. You know? But good question. All right, so congratulations. Again, if you ever have any questions, don't hesitate to call me. Okay, I'm here for you. And look out for that call tomorrow. That's going to be at 11 a.m. from our 877 number. Okay?
Okay, so the link you're sending for the interview, is that with them? Like, do I click on it, or are they going
to
call me?
It's just to add it to your calendar. They're going to call you, though. It's going to be Bonnie calling.
Oh, okay.
And I always try to be available just to introduce you to her, you know?
Okay, all right.
But if I'm, like, on the phone, because sometimes I get inbounds and stuff, you know? So if I'm on the phone, then, you know, she'll just call on her own. But it should be Bonnie calling.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good.
All right, brother. If you have any questions, too, like when you're filling out the app, don't hesitate to call me, okay? I'll help you out. No problem.
You.
You're welcome, brother. All right.
Okay,
talk to you soon.